And what is that motive force? Don't you feel it? The relentless driving push to control our thoughts and through them our behavior. We have been deferring to the so-called masters without ever having had the discussion of how this world of enforced obedience was constructed, that it wasn't by happenstance, that rulers have been searching for millennia for the mechanisms, the means, the levers to make us obedient, to get us to do what we're told, without backtalk, without question, so that they could, quote unquote, get things done. And when we've given it any thought at all, our thought is but to back them, their vision, their objectives, without owning that we have been designed by them for millennia to do so. Consider this fragment from 2,400 years ago. In it, a man regarded as knowledgeable in economics, which by that word they meant estate management. And of course, these guys use it in a similar sense, but for them, their estate is the whole globe, everything. So this man regarded as knowledgeable in economics is replying to a question from Socrates. The question essentially, how do you get people to do what you want? And the man who recollects this conversation, Xenophon, who lived around the turn of the 5th century, oh my goodness, who lived somewhere around 400 BC, is considered a trustworthy source, not least because he prided himself on his honesty. Socrates begins by asking, quote, "And when you want a bailiff, a steward of your estate, I shall mock you. Do you look out for a man qualified for such a post and then try to buy him? When you want a builder, I feel sure you inquire for a qualified man and try to get him. Or do you train your bailiffs yourself?" My interjection, this was what I found so disconcerting on the job, in a job, unconsciously disconcerting, because it takes a while to let these thoughts rise to the surface. This assumption that I was quite literally bought. I mean, truly. Each time you start a new job, you have to literally be something different. It was really, my body resisted in all kinds of ways. You go to one job, okay, who am I today? Go to another job, okay, who am I? You literally have to be this material to be worked on by some other will, some other. I was about to say intelligence, but that's not the word I really want. You know, by some other mind. And it grates. It runs against what we are as living things. The fact that we don't get to talk about that alone should be done. Yes, we need a new system. This one doesn't allow us to really be alive, to be a human being. And then you play it back and you realize, well, how is it I accepted that? And then you get back into that early infancy and the fact that your parents were, you know, and then you realize, well, then it's pretty deep if our parents were duped and their parents were duped. And then lo and behold, here we are with Xenophon pulling our coat.